This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Bobby, a good way to sum this up was, that was an ass whipping.
Well, it did start out that way, but that's why you play four quarters of... Christian, that's why you got to look at the whole game, because you can't say, well, the Saints took this not as a business trip. No. If you look how the first quarter went about, it's what we expected. The Saints set the tone, but you can't just rest on your laurels and what you accomplished. Looking at in the first quarter, we had 140 yards to the Raiders 34. We had 86 rushing yards. They had 19. Average gain, 6.4 yards. They were at 2.8. What the hell happened after the first quarter? I mean, what? Christian, do we think the Raiders are just going to lay down and die? I mean, it's the NFL. It's the NFL. You got to bring it. And there's no crowd factor, no excuses there. You're playing on the road. You can't just show up. You got to bring it four quarters. And I was extremely disappointed because we got off to the right start. You know, we were ready to play, but it's a process and how you continue that process. Now, I'm going to talk about the tight end. Christian, I talked about him in the pregame from Georgia Tech. Who in the hell's Darren Waller? Nobody knows who that is unless you truly follow football. Now, all I know is I said this in the pregame. He had 90 catches last year. He was only second to Travis Kelce with the Chiefs. Everyone knows who Travis Kelce is. Doesn't everyone know, like, George Kittle with the 49ers, Austin Hooper, you know, you could go on and on, Mark Andrews. All these guys had over 60-plus receptions, tight ends. But that was the guy, Darren Waller. I don't care if we had Malcolm Jenkins, P.J. Williams, Janoris Jenkins, whoever we put on him, he was catching the ball, Christian. 12 catches, 103 yards. Now, that's only 8.5 yard average. But when they needed a first down, then they go to him, and it seems like we could not cover him. Now, to look back in history, and I was disappointed because I wanted it to get over the hump. The all-time series now, we have 6 wins and 7 losses and 1 tie against the Raiders. Now, that's not a big sample size, but we had a chance to get over the hump. You know, Christian, I said the rubber match. Well, we didn't take care of the rubber match. And then when you look at Monday Night Football, the Saints organization, we were 22-22. Well, now we 22-23. So we don't have a winning record there. Now, Sean Payton versus John Gruden, rubber match. It was 3-3. Now Sean Payton is 3-4. So you look, Christian, we had a chance to take advantage of it, and we did not. And then you look overall, Sean Payton and Drew Brees, they have played 11 Monday night games. They're now 5-7. That when I look at on the road, so on the road we're now 5-7, Sean Payton and Drew Brees on Monday Night Football. Overall, we're like 16-8, the Monday night games in Sean Payton, Drew Brees' era. And now, let me see, 5-3 road record. I might have confused that. The Monday night games in a row, like, overall, that's what the team was. Now, 5-7. And Sean and Drew still winning record, 5-3 and 16-8. But it didn't happen tonight because I think the Raiders were there for the taking. There's a reason why basically we were a touchdown favorite, 5.5, 6.5 points, wherever you look at it. But when you look at it, how you need to be efficient offensively, and you mentioned this. I talked about this. You need at least 65 plays. If you're truly getting it done and you're setting the tone to even have a chance at time possession, you have to have 65 plays plus. Well, the Raiders had 76. We had 57. They had the ball almost 13 minutes more than we did. Now, our third down defense, Christian, we were fourth best in the NFL last year, giving up 34.8. Well, the Raiders were 10 of 17, 59%. So, you know, when we needed to get off the field, we did not get off on the field. But that did surprise me. You know, in the whole National Football League after week one, who was number one on third down offense? The Raiders. They were 54.5%. Well, today they were 59%. So that didn't surprise me. I thought, okay, what are we going to do third down defense to get them off the field? We got Tampa Bay off the field. We got a number of teams off the field last year, but we did not get the Raiders off the field. Now, we were minus one in the turnover margin at the beginning. We ended up being zero. So that was a wash. But again, we are not going to beat anyone going forward anytime. If it's a close game and you're not really clicking, if you have nine penalties or 100 yards, that's basically giving up a touchdown. So we lost by 10. That does not surprise me. Here we are, Christian, double-digit penalties over 100 yards, 10 for 129. I don't know. The Raiders, weren't they the team that always got the most penalties
in the past?
That
was usually, they led the league in penalty yards.
It was like the Raiders or the Bengals or something. Are we that undisciplined? Now, I'm looking at the Raiders, only three penalties, 13 yards, and we got 10 for 129. No, Christian, you're not going to win. And the way that game was unfolding, you kind of shoot yourself in the foot when all that occurs. Now, we could say, and it started out that I thought that was going to be the case. Who's going to take Michael Thomas's place? Well, looking at Tre'Quan Smith at the beginning of the game, Rich, I'm looking, he got like four catches for 80 yards. And now, but Christian, as the game unfolded, he ended up with five for 86.
So one catch in the second half.
After he got off to that great start, only one catch for 6 yards. I mean, that was extremely disappointing. Now, if you look at Alvin Kamara, nine targets, nine receiving, right at 100 yards. So that's why he averaged 6.1 yards a carry. I think Alvin did what I think we want him to do every week. Because basically, if you look at that, it's a 95 yards receiving, 79 yards rushing. So if you look at the total yards of scrimmage, so Alvin Kamara continues to do that. I think we're going to be in good shape. But the thing that I was disappointed, and then, you know, I talked about Tre'Quan trying to help with the absence of Michael Thomas. Where was Emmanuel Sanders and Jerry Cook? Emmanuel Sanders, one catch, and that was kind of a catch at the end. He wasn't involved in the beginning for 18 yards. And Jerry Cook, our tight end, really, the main tight end we utilize, two catches, 13 yards. So you're looking at between Emmanuel Sanders and Jerry Cook, who we counting on, our number two receiver, top tight end, three catches, 31 yards. And I really think the weakness is that Raiders secondary on the back end, considering how their team is structured. But I look at Derek Carr. Everybody might want to poo-poo Derek Carr. But all I know is the last two times he played the Saints, you know what his record is? 2-0. He's 2-0 against the Saints. When he came back, it beat us. Remember that, Christian, the kickoff the season back in 2016? He was 24 of 38, 319 yards, a quarterback rating of 98.5. Guess how many passes he threw today? 38. Christian. He was 28 of 38, 282, not as many yards, but a quarterback rating of 120.7. So Derek Carr flat out got it done. We talked about stopping Jacobs in the run game. Look, he averaged 3.3 yards a carry. Now, they ran him 27 times for 88 yards, but I'd say overall we stopped the run, but we did not stop Waller, the tight end, and we did not stop Derek Carr when we needed to. On third down. And I agree with Sean Payton. I think our secondary was suspect. considering how well they played in training camp. I'm extremely disappointed in that. And Christian, this might have been a Cam Jordan's one of his, I don't know.
Just five tackles, no sacks, no tackles for losses.
Like ho-hum.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, he's there, but is he really having an impact on the game? You know, the three sacks, Malcolm Jenkins had one, and he has some good numbers, but boy, he got exploited. And not the Malcolm Jenkins that you'd expect that we're counting on when you're putting a man-to-man coverage on a tight end. On your monitor, I thought Trey Hendrickson, considering his situation, we were thinking Davenport would be out there, but Trey Hendrickson actually, you might say, well, they ran away from Cam Jordan most of the time, but way more productive than Cam Jordan. Just a very disappointing game. I can tell you right now, we play like this against the Packers on Sunday night. Well, what have we lost? By 10? We might lose by 20. Instead of 34 to 24, and that being a 10-point victory for the Raiders, that could be, I could see, two touchdowns plus, like I said, 17, 20 points. We play like this against the Packers. I think we got a little bit of the big head, you know, thinking that we were pretty damn good. Everybody's saying we're the best thing now in the NFC. You know, we going to the Super Bowl. Now, Christian, I think they were excited to start the game. We came out the gate smoking. But you got to play angry or whatever. You got to play hard the whole game and bring it because you're playing an NFL team. You got to give a lot of credit to Coach Gruden and the Raiders. Oh, yeah. They did not get discouraged and came back. Christian, it's like in the first round, we knocked them to the canvas. And we all like dancing and all think we're doing, feeling good. All of a sudden, they get back up and they just start jabbing us. And they start scoring points. And when the fight's over, we lost because they hit us more than we hit them. It's more than that one big punch. You got to keep attacking, attacking. They kept attacking with that tight end. They whooped us.
People thought that Mike Tyson knocked out Buster Douglas in that one. He put him to the mat, but he got up and knocked Mike Tyson out.
That's similar kind of deal. That's right. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
All right. This is the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.